And welcome everybody to Off the Hook Overtime. Yes, that's the name of the show, Off the Hook Overtime, here on YouTube. Manuel over here, barely. Kyle, Mick to the overheated studios. And out there in Signal Land, Rob and Alex, you both make it okay?
Here I am. And I think Alex might be expiring over there.
He was just there. I just saw him.
He was. But we are live on YouTube. I don't know if Alex lost his signal or what. Ah, he returns.
Wow. Alex, how do you find places with such shitty connections week after week? Even in the middle of New York City, you're able to do it. It's a special skill.
You're talking to me. I'm in freaking Spain right now. I mean, you can't fault me with that. I'm in a karaoke bar at 2 o'clock in the morning on Thursday here. Okay, you got to give me something. You can't be all fault here. All right, you got to be like, all right, I give you credit for making.
I don't know what the hell you just said, but it sounds like you're trying to throw the blame over here, and that's not going to work because you can't even get the words out to do it.
I'm just casting the shade back into a place it belongs. That's all.
Can I make a suggestion that maybe nobody's thought of in the last 10 years? Why don't you just make a phone call to us? Talk to us on the phone. Can you do that?
It's a great idea. Yeah, I don't know why anybody's ever done that.
Because people don't think of old retro technology, which unfortunately is what a cell phone is these days.
That would solve the entire band issue.
It would. Yeah. But we just have to turn the phone line on, and you have to make sure you call before Rebel does.
Oh, my God. So this is what I'm dealing with here. There's just like this weird signal bleed in this room that I have usurped. At any moment, somebody could come into this room and start singing a song. And there's signal from other rooms that comes across the speakers at random times. It feels like I'm in a cyberpunk fever dream from Manther in like 2050 or something.
I don't know what world you're in, but I am definitely in hell right now. So if we could please move this along and just
you know the phone number, right?
Because if I give out the phone number, people are going to call it, and then you won't be able to get through. So just please call that phone number.
I think that'd be great. But I have to go, guys, because it is 2 a.m., and I got to catch a train in the morning.
No excuses. Alex, you do this every week.
I have to go.
We do this every week, and we're already down the person, and you committed to being here last week. This is really irresponsible here.
I think you guys can handle it without me. I think you're going to have to, because I'm on 7% of my own, I do have to
think revenge is going to come, Alex, and I'm going to let you know when the revenge is there. All right, and
all right. You let me know.
I will let you know. Motherfucker.
I'm ready to take it at any moment. Actually, I need to know this. You just bring it.
All right, I'm sick of it. That's, cut him off. I'm done. All right, we're going to make this an extra quick overtime since our people can't even be counted on to be here. Gila had a legitimate excuse. She told us in advance she couldn't be here, and she was not here, and that's, you know, that's how it works. That's how it's supposed to work. What we're going to do is open up the phone lines, 802-321-4225, and take phone calls for a few minutes, and then
There's
we will... Is there already a call? How did that even happen?
Yeah, someone called. I picked up because I thought maybe...
All right, good evening. You're on overtime. Go ahead. Are you sure you picked up a call?
Okay, maybe no one's there.
Is somebody there? I'm talking to you.
All right, let's start
over.
802-321-4225
is our phone number. This might be the earliest we have ever taken phone calls. Rob has his hand up. Yes, Rob.
At your service.
Yeah, just while we're waiting for a call, mm-hmm. I will give a shout-out to the folks in our YouTube chat. You'll see Gila's name floating around in there because I am logged into Gila's laptop over here so I can take care of the chat in her absence. She trusts me with this because, you know, she is that sort of judge of character. So hello to the 38 folks who are with us now. Welcome to the chat. And, people are commenting on the fact that Alex was sending us 2 packets a minute on his call. And it was enjoyed. So
we're going to have a meeting. That's all I'm going to say. And we have a loud ring in this room. Do we have a call?
Yeah.
All right. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Yes, Emmanuel.
Yes, caller.
Some things to mention, and I'm going to mention the following.
Are you trying to sound like Rebel? Because you're not Rebel.
No. This is me. This is me.
Who's me?
It's me.
Who's me?
it's the real Rebel. It's
no, I don't think it is. This doesn't sound like the real Rebel. Kyle, am I right? It sounds a little different.
I mean, yeah, it's
no,
like...
there's something different, Rebel. I mean, oh, my God. No, not Rebel. Whatever the hell you are. Okay, first of all, you're coming in on a different phone number than you usually do. Your voice sounds different, but just different enough.
Maybe because I am on speakerphone? No.
Now he's starting to sound like Rebel. All right, you know what? Let's get this over with. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Okay. If you call your phone number, there's 751-2600. If you call 516-751-2600.
Our old area code.
Your old area code. Let me just dial.
Did they finally assign it after what, 30 years?
I guess. Hold on. Let me key in the number.
I love that phone number. I love that phone number, and they took it from us. And then they never gave it to anybody else.
Excellent.
Damn, Nassau County.
Due to overwhelming demand, we're unable to take your call live right now. However, we can still reserve your free smartphone today and have an agent call you back to finalize everything. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. These offers are handled in the order requests are received. And leaving your information now helps secure your free phone.
I'm going to press zero.
Please leave your first and last name and the best phone number to reach you.
This is what's at our old phone number.
Yes, this is what's at the old phone number.
First of all, I have to ask, Rebel, have you been calling our old phone number every day for the last 30 years?
No.
Well, how did you find this?
I just was like, because you know, I've been listening to old, you know, Off the Hooks, and, you know, it's just like, you know, you say phone number, that, you know, what's why I had that phone number now? I just out of curiosity, I just asked, I what's that phone number now? So I, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. He just admitted to being curious. We have that on tape, right?
No crime in that.
Oh, boy, that's where it all goes wrong. Uh-huh. Listen to this. This is how hacking happens. You get curious.
So what else you got for us, Rebel?
Okay, and let's see what happens when you call 732-517-7533.
What the hell is that? What number is that? I don't know that number.
Oh, it's a scam number that called me, and when you call it, listen to what happens.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for calling. All calls are recorded for quality control.
Now, who did I call?
It's good that
I don't know what I...
Rebel, it sounds like you're fading off into the distance. What's going on here?
No, I mean, like, I said, thank you for calling. What did I call?
I don't know. You called it.
No.
You're subjecting us to this now. What did you call?
You know, the point is that, you know, when you call something, sometimes a phone number or whatever, and they say, thank you for calling. One moment for a representative. I mean, like, what did I call?
Are you upset that everybody's not identifying themselves when they pick up the phone?
Right, I mean, company, they should identify. Thank you for calling Merrill Lynch. Please hold for a representative, or thank you for calling whatever.
You know, we all had this neighbor when we were growing up that they forced their kids to answer the phone formally. So you would call their house, and you get a poor little kid pick up and say, this is the Bradley residence. I'm Sherman. How can I help you? Literally, they had to say that. And I'm sorry, I'll admit it now, we would have hours of fun calling these poor kids and making them do that time after time because we knew if they didn't do it just once, they'd get in trouble. So they were living in fear of their parents catching them not answering the phone properly. And I just would say hello when the phone rang. That's, that was my way of answering the phone. Most people, I think.
Yeah, just like a lot of people. Now let's try the 518 number. Let's try this number. This, I think, will be the last one.
I hope so. 518?
Yes.
Thank you for calling. No one is available to take your call at this time. If you'd like to be added to a do not call list, please press 1 now. If you'd like to leave a message, please press 2.
What did I call?
So wait a minute, you call this number that is annoying you, and you can tell them to put you on a do not call list. And do you really think they'll do that?
Right.
I don't think so.
That's a call sometimes.
All right. Well, Rebel, or not Rebel, whoever you are, thank you for calling. And please, won't you call back again?
Yes. And I just have to say that the Knicks game is on at 8:30,
It's on a little after 8:30. They got to do the whole, like, boo the president and play the Star Spangled Banner and all. Well, he's not there, but they're still going to boo him. They don't get armored into about 8:45, really. Yeah.
Well, they're going to win this game because it's, they're in New York City and they...
They're going to win this game, Rebel, because they're the better team. That's why they're going to win the game.
Right. But, Monday they didn't win, so... Anyway.
No, they didn't win Monday because Trump jinxed the whole thing. Look, do we have to go through this again?
True. But anyway,
right.
We almost got through the week.
We are going to move on, but thank you for calling. We're going to open up for one or two more phone calls. I guess this works out. And I think Alex just escaped to see the Knick game. I think that's what he did. He's over there in Spain, and he's going to watch basketball. Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
They probably have a better view of it than most people in this city right now.
All right, 802-321-4225 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. If you have anything on your minds, please... call in and express yourselves. Oh, that sounds like someone with something to say. And I can hardly wait to find out what it is. Did we pick up the phone? Okay, we did. Good evening. You're on overtime. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I had a few questions about the Hope Conference.
I totally forgot about that. Thank you for bringing it up. I totally forgot about the Hope Conference, which we just released a whole bunch of information about it today. So, yes, go ahead. Ask questions.
Yes. When do you expect that you'll have the bulk of the schedule uploaded to hope.net?
Well, you saw what we did today, right?
Right. I just saw a couple of names listed, but I didn't see, like, days and times that they're going to be actually speaking.
Well, we have over 2 months before the conference, so usually that happens closer to 1 month before, where people finalize when they can talk, when they can't talk, what days are preferable, and we have to balance it with workshop schedules and all kinds of things like that. Today what we did was we released about maybe 10 or 12 speakers, including various organizations and also individual people. So that gives you a sense, and that's only the beginning. That's only a small fraction of what we'll be doing, but it gives you a sense of the flavor of the conference and the kind of quality that we will have. So I hope people see that and are enthused by it. And I should also point out, if you're going to New York City right now, between the Knicks and the World Cup, you can expect to pay a huge amount to stay in a hotel anywhere. That's not going to be the case in August. You're going to have a very good rate for Midtown Manhattan. So it's definitely a good time to have a hacker conference.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. So you figure probably like early July you'd have some actual days and times of different talks. Posted.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if it's early July, yeah.
And the other question I had was, I see you're selling virtual tickets for people that are unable to be there physically.
Correct.
How close to the conference will it be possible to purchase an online ticket? Will it be like up to like the day before day one of the conference that somebody could get a virtual ticket?
It was pretty close last time. I think it was within a day. We might have even continued selling them throughout the conference. Do you remember, Kyle?
I think we do cut them off when the conference starts only because a lot of our volunteering transforms, shall I say, to more on-site stuff. We do have people maintaining that, and we may have a capacity for it, but it would be a lot more convenient just for our process, for the time it takes to go through and acknowledge the transactions, all that, like, in the run-up. So if you could do it prior, I think that helps our volunteers, our crew behind the scenes. But it may be possible. But I'm pretty sure we cut it off so that people could focus to our needs on-site and people buying tickets in person, all of that. Because, we run into different things that need our attention at the event.
Okay. So I guess earlier the better for virtual ticket attendees, then. I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah, earlier the better for everything because, you know, as Kyle was alluding to, it gives us more flexibility to do things when we have people who pay for the tickets in advance. It definitely helps. Plus, we are limiting attendance. We're not going to say when we're limiting attendance. We'll give people a little bit of warning, but we don't want overcrowding. We definitely don't want to do that, and this is our first time in a new place, so we have to get it right.
Okay, so that leads to my final question then. So is it likely or possible that the day of the conference you will no longer be selling physical tickets, in-person tickets, once the conference starts?
That's entirely possible. We'll know a lot more in a month. I encourage people to buy tickets now while they can. Because if they reach that magic number and we run out, we're not going to make any more available, obviously.
Yeah, because of capacity and other kind of safety issues.
Right, but it also gives us something to work with as far as being able to spend, you know, things like AV and network connections and things like that. We're basically paying the hotel right now. We're still doing that. So, we need more attendees to basically pay up now so that we can invest in more things and make a better conference.
Okay, when I get the receipt, if I buy a virtual ticket, I'll get some type of receipt, I guess. In the day of the conference, the links will be available on the website to stream it?
Yeah, there's instructions when you do your transaction. There's a lot of info about what to expect after that.
Yeah, and a lot of support, so
okay.
you'll be fine.
All right, well, thanks. Good luck.
All right, thank you. See you at Hope.
Thank you.
Yeah, I totally forgot about Hope. See, that's what I want to talk to Alex about, is the conference and all. So frustrating. Rob,
well,
it looks like you have something you want to get off your chest. Go ahead.
Not at the moment for me, but there's some interesting chatter going on in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody mentioned that for whatever it's worth, Beto disappeared in Texas too. I hope he's having a margarita somewhere. That's from Sarah. Someone mentions they're talking about Hope and attendance and the hotels, and someone mentions, someone called Admin mentions, don't forget about the tennis. U.S. Open is in August as well. Hotels might still be expensive.
Not in Manhattan, maybe in Queens, and I'm not sure what the date of that is. Can someone find out what the date of the U.S. Open is? I know there's no conflict. I think it's after Hope.
Let's see what we can find out. Okay.
What do you got?
It looks like the U.S. Open starts on August 24th.
There you go.
The local games, so that's after Hope. That's
we're
what we
August 14th through 16th. Go to hope.net for more information. You can see all the people that we announced today. And again, that's just a small fraction. We have a slideshow going with various organizations. I'll read some of them. Let's see. Jasmine Hergendorfer is going to be there. Tiffany Rad, Auto Hacker, and all kinds of other fun projects that she's involved in. The Freedom of the Press Foundation, they're going to be represented. You know, such important groups. Electronic Frontier Foundation, Brandon Roberts of ProPublica. There's just so many. And, of course, Cindy Cohn, the Executive Director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Distributed Denial of Secrets, Hope.net. Y'all see all the ones we've announced so far, and we will be announcing more probably on a couple of days basis. Every couple of days we'll announce a few more. All right, we have a phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Overtime. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. How are you? This is the guy with the dog from Queens. How
the
are
guy
you, guys?
With the dog from Queens. You know, we know your name. Don't we know your name?
Yes, that's Howard.
Howard, that's it. I knew that.
First question is this. I do want to come to the convention, you know, to the thing, Hope this year.
26,
but
yes.
Right now I have an issue. I don't know if I'm going to be able to come medically right now. I have sciatica and I'm having a hard time walking. So if I was able to purchase a ticket, would I be able to back out if I couldn't make it for medical reasons?
If it's a medical issue that's, you know, an emergency or something like that, we definitely take that into account. We try to get people to trade tickets with somebody else, but we understand sometimes things happen. In your case, I would say wait. You know, wait until you know more before making that purchase.
Right now, I'm having a real hard time going for physical therapy. Okay, yeah. I'll probably you guys. That's why I have a show down there. Having a hard time walking. I can barely walk right now.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well,
yeah, I wish Alex was around because I had a really funny question. I'll ask it to you guys, but I'll probably call next week for Alex. And I do respect the guy. Anybody can be a professor at a college in England. He's got to be one heck of a smart guy, smarter than I will ever be. But here
comes up with more excuses than anybody I know. So he definitely is gathering knowledge with that.
Well, listen, he's at one of the best colleges in the world.
Uh-huh.
There. But here's the question. The Constitution says that it's people. It doesn't say humans, okay? It says persons. Now, would a vampire or a witch have the same rights as a human? Could the church come along with the government and put them in jail and then dispose of them like they did in 1692?
You know, I wish somebody would ask this at the White House press conference. Next one. I'm sure they come up with a dandy of an answer.
I'm going to say yes. I think you might have some sound logic. I mean, that's essentially what personhood is not in by definition in the cases of the examples you gave.
Well, because, you know, in 1692 they started burning witches, and today they're also starting to say that people who do tarot card reading and are into magic are evil. Can you believe this? 2026.
That's backwards, yeah. But I believe that, yeah, people that are different can sometimes, oftentimes, they are the people that are targeted. But that's just too much. Wow, I didn't know that was going on. But I could see it, you know, with, you know, people exaggerating stuff and taking things, you know, for their own means to twist them around.
Well, you know what? There's a couple of places in Brooklyn. I'm not going to say where they are, but they're having some problems because they're bookstores and they're into all the supernatural stuff. And they're saying that it's evil and they're saying that it's against the church and religion.
Well, it's really kind of, you know, interesting to some people. And I mean, we have a right to know about these things. And if you're against it, you might want to know about it. And so I think, you know, yeah, like not having any information about it is a bad thing. So we should, you know, be and if you're going to celebrate your own religion, you should be tolerant of the other types of faith that people have and the way they express it.
I agree. Look, I'm into supernatural stuff. I actually believe that there are other creatures out there. Now, we're not the only ones on this planet.
There's a lot going on right now with that, Howard. I mean, that's why the site we were talking about is like, okay, it's a maybe a funny joke to some people, but there's a lot of, like, stuff changing with, like, technology, and we really got to know how to detect things and understand things that we don't even know what we're looking for or how to communicate. And I agree with you, you know, it's something that there's a lot more attention, you know, increasing. There's a lot of films. I think there's a Spielberg film. There's a bunch of other cultural artifacts, you know, that we're making with our imaginations. But who knows what's out there and what they think of us? That's a good question.
Well, you know what? There's books out there like Discovery of Witches and a bunch of books by this lady called Deborah Harkness. She wrote some very beautiful books about other creatures and stuff like that. And what's interesting is if people had their way, they would burn these books.
Well, I think it's so important to the key to understand is to have that imagination. If we can't imagine these things, how do you, you know, insulate or protect yourselves or communicate? Like I was talking about, like, there's so many things about not being creative, you know, thinking, like, creatively about problems and what might be out there, then you don't know what to expect, you know, because you haven't thought it through in an imaginative way. So, yeah, that's a good point.
I agree with you. All right, I'm going to call next week. Hopefully Alex will hang around for 2600 overtime, because he would be the guy to talk about could he make a defense for people like that? Could he defend another creature of a different
Oh, I'm sure he can. I'm sure he can do that. Rob, did you have something to say?
Yeah, just to tie this back into the hoax scene and the hacker world, one thing I've always really enjoyed about the hacker world is in terms of spirituality and those sort of outlooks, religion, and that the hacker community is so delightfully diverse. You know, you have people who are, you know, hardcore atheists. You have people who are hardcore one faith or another. And part of the hacker, I think, outlook is to get a crowd that's this diverse in thought, and just everyone's cool with each other, you know, 99.9% of the time.
How about pagans, people like that? You know, there are a lot of stuff out there. Believe it or not, back in the 60s, when there was a great show out there called Dark Shadows, Detroit tried to ban it. They actually, WABC, took it off the air back in 71 because they got so much blowback from the church.
Well, they get a bit sensitive about broadcasts because in some cases people can take creative work seriously. That's, you know, something that has been done, you know, in the realm of radio and so forth. So, but sometimes those then become misunderstood, you know, those cases where concerns are expressed from institutions like a church and so on. So, but it is a big problem. You have people trying to control human understanding and human belief and ideas. And I don't know. I find parallels in all sorts of things we've lived through, like the, you know, terrorism and different, you know, ideological persuasions that we're confronting as a species.
Yeah, the only other thing I can say is that if we go too far, they'll start going after people like that and then thinking anybody who acts differently, just like they did in the 1690s. I thought we left that time. I thought we would never visit that again. But we are now heading towards a dark area, a dark space.
Well, I'm glad we can agree on that. But, hope you feel better, and hope we see you at Hope. It'd be great.
Right now, I can barely walk 3 feet. That's what's going on. I have sciatic only for treatments, but I definitely want to come. I can't believe I'm not feeling that great, because this is a great opportunity to have it all in one place, in a hotel. I would pay for that weekend just to be at the hotel and not have to go back and forth to the house.
Yeah, no, it'll be a blast. It'll be great. And you'll bring your dog, too, I hope.
You have a great time. You're going to call next week. I got to ask Alex this. I got to ask Alex about this because basically it would be an interesting legal question.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, maybe that'll entice him to
yes.
Stick around.
Alex is definitely...
Thanks for the conversation.
All right. Take care.
Yeah.
What's that,
Alex is definitely going to be sad that he missed this guy telling him how great he was. So.
Well, I'm sure he'll find someone else to do that, but... since Alex isn't here, you're going to have to play Alex, Rob, counter what I'm saying here, because I have some updates on what's going on outside, or what's not going on outside Madison Square Garden. Looking at New York One here, according to Mondani's post, MSG requested a permit for a watch party for 500 to 999 fans. We approved that permit for 999 fans. So that's seems like they approved it for the max. Mr. Dolan has now decided to cancel the watch party. It had been scheduled to be held on Plaza 33. Kyle, I think we walked past that, didn't we?
Yes, we have several times.
Yeah, and what did you say, about 999 people there, about 1,000 people?
With room.
Okay, so maybe that was only 500.
It looked like half full when we were there one time. I think they are... well able to accommodate that with space as far as the way the area they've like gated off.
Well, so apparently what pissed off Dolan, I'm trying to figure this out because this really is hard. They put out a statement Wednesday afternoon taking issue with the capacity limit. I mean, you can only fit a certain number of people in that space, and about 1,000 people is what it was. So sounds like they were giving them exactly what they wanted. They were also upset at the need for a ticket. I believe the tickets were free, but it was a way of controlling the crowd. I don't know why Dolan would be upset at that. The statement added that the added security measures around the garden would turn the streets of MSG into a police state.
I don't know what that means, because when I was walking by there, it was they had, like, people checking back. You know, they had a security screening.
It's a very pleasant feeling. And obviously, later on, when things got a little vandalistic and even violent at some points in some places, excuse me. Oh, wow, I've never sneezed on the air before. Yeah, at that point, you want to have security. You want to have enough security. So, yeah, I'd expect more of a police presence. So it just seems weird to me that the guy who owns Madison Square Garden, the Knicks, whatever the hell else he owns, is upset at the appearance of a police state. I mean, that sounds like the kind of thing we'd be upset at, and he'd be the person doing it. So, you know, I think the only reason that he's accusing the city of having a police state is because it's Mondani. What do they say to that, Alex?
Oh, I say because of laws and the lawyering involved about the laws, legally I can say, I don't know. But no, for those unfamiliar with Plaza 33, I'm going to interrupt you here, Alex. Okay, Rob, you're my favorite panelist. Thanks, Alex.
Well, the two of you both shut up. Rob has the floor. Go ahead.
Plaza 33 is the northeast corner of the Madison Square Garden chunk. So it's on the corner of 7th Avenue and 33rd Street. And it is a wide open space. Usually it's full of tables and chairs. I'm assuming they would have gotten rid of the tables and chairs. And
right by that taco place everybody lines up for. In fact, when they had the LIRR strike, all the picketers were outside the taco. They weren't picketing so much as they were just hanging out outside the taco place.
Hey.
No, they were walking in circles with the signs. They were doing what they were supposed to do, but they were in front of the taco place for a reason. And hope attendees, you will get to know that taco place when you're in town because you're a block away.
I still want to go. I want to go there.
We've never been there, but we see people lined up, like, you know, 50 people lined up for tacos. They must be good.
Absolutely. But going back to this issue, it does look like, and it, according to what the mayor wrote here, Dolan, in the guise of MSG, asked for a permit, got the permit. Here's the top limit of what you asked for. Go nuts. And then he got the hype and the excitement going and then was like, no, I don't want to. And he's blaming Mondani somehow. I don't follow his logic here, except if you count being a billionaire and saying, you know, something, I'm gonna do something and blame the problems on someone else.
It's weird because Trump gets along with Mondani, so I guess Trump couldn't say anything insulting to him, so he got Dolan to do it instead. Because that's all I'm getting out of this is that he just doesn't like Mondani. He's going to blame him no matter what happens. I mean, look at this logic. He goes on to say that the issues outside the watch party at Bryant Park for Game 3, that's when Trump was in MSG, and they couldn't have the watch party there because of security issues. So they had one at Bryant Park, and there were problems there. Well, this guy is saying 20 people taken into police custody. Those issues are not related to the blocks around MSG or any previously run MSG watch party. So it's basically saying that the blocks around MSG are better than the blocks around Bryant Park, where people get into trouble. But people don't get into trouble outside his establishment, which is bullshit because people did get in trouble outside his establishment before this, when the Knicks weren't even in town. So I don't know what part of his ass he's talking out of, but it's not a very convincing part. Now, there's updates from the New York Times, which is also quite interesting. Hours before Game 4, Mondani and Dolan were publicly feuding over who was to blame for the cancellation of a smaller viewing party outside the arena. Mr. Dolan said he rejected the city's offer to screen the game to roughly 1,000 ticketed fans. "We're not even putting up the screens," Dolan said in a radio interview on that previously mentioned Craig Carton show. Okay, he's not putting up the screen. So that sounds to me like he's the one canceling it. You know, he's the one saying, I'm not going to do this. He gave us the gift of allowing us to screen 999 people and tell 20,000 no. 20,000? What the hell is he talking about? You couldn't fit 20,000 people there. inside Madison Square Garden, maybe, but not outside on the street. Is that what he thought he was getting? Because that's not what was there before.
So according to the mayor, their permit was for 500 to 999 people. So they got the top of what they asked for and then are complaining that that's too low. It's amazing to watch this blame be thrown around like that and say, instead of, maybe, I don't know, maybe Dolan hired somebody to put together the application and they filled in the wrong number and that person needs to, I don't know, have this put on their permanent record and brought up at their next employment review. But it's, you know, it's interesting. Someone on the chat said game three is starting right now. Tip off has started. That was Rebel saying that.
Thank you, Rebel. Need Rebel to give us sports updates. That's the world,
yeah,
I live in. Okay, to finish up this, though, Mondani said that Dolan's decision was breaking hearts across our city. Mondani added, but if there's one thing Knicks fans don't need permission for, it's showing up for our team wherever we may be, no matter the block or the borough. So that's kind of an interesting statement. It's kind of an invitation saying, you know what, just show up. You don't give a fuck anymore. Just show up. I don't know. It's getting interesting. Escalating tensions around fan celebrations seem to threaten the good vibes heading into Game 4 of the series. Even without a watch party, nearby streets will again be closed for several blocks with a wide security perimeter in place at the Garden. You know, that just sounds like what police departments do when situations like this are ongoing. All right, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But people are going to be talking about this for a long time. I guarantee that. All right, we're done for tonight. We want to watch the game as well. And thank you, everybody who called in. Write to us, oth@2600.com. And we will hopefully see you again next week. And let's all convince Alex to stick around and try not to be in a place where there's no network, which is so hard to find, but he's always able to do it.
Absolutely, and thanks to the folks, the 60 or so folks who were hanging around in our YouTube chat and keeping a lively conversation going. Thank you for being nice to me, subbing in for Gila, and posting under her username. We'll see you all next week.
And thank you, Rob, for filling in for Gila. You did a stellar job, and everything went fairly smoothly, I think.
Excellent. Next time, Gila has to be me.
Well, if Gila were here, she wouldn't have let Alex leave.
This is true.
I know that.
And what am I to this whole process? Like, do I get any kind of, you know what? I'm ready to click this.
Yeah, I got to find the right thing to click because I'm kind of...
There's a lot of clicking.
Okay, there, I found it. All right, folks, enjoy the heat. See you next time. Bye.